No High Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with the cheap stuff, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are supporting institutions such as democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Off tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-known physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tusk Show. So glad you could join us. We got a special guest coming up, Nathan Frazier from Live Free FM. He's a civil rights advocate, a natural law aficionado, and an all-around interesting guy. I'm really excited to have him on the show tonight, and we will get to him in just a little bit. You can check out his website, I believe, at livefree.fm.com. Let's see. I don't have it on me. But anyways, we'll get to him in a bit, and that should be a great interview coming up in just moments. But for now, let's take a look at some of the stuff going on around the web and around the world. There's always something going on. By the way, Nathan, are you there by chance? Are you there? All right, I guess he's still connecting. We'll get to him when we are ready for his interview. All right, so let's take a quick look at some of top headlines, many of which are at the website, tuskin.com. That's Bob, T-U-S-K-I-N.com. Did you hear about this? The Obama administration, of course, signed an executive order blocking Russian assets due to the Ukrainian crisis. No surprise that he's signing more executive orders, and, well, perhaps it's not a surprise that he's using it to address this recent situation. Okay, so this seems like a very big deal and may represent a serious escalation in the soft conflict happening between the U.S. and Russia. As of today, folks, the U.S. seems to be using financial warfare in its response. Not only does the executive order issued today appear to block certain Russian assets, it also imposes travel restrictions. The question on my mind now is, does Russia hold this? Listen to this. Does Russia hold some of its treasuries in the custody of the Federal Reserve? And if so, are these now frozen? Here's the executive order. I'm going to share this and I'll read a portion of it so you get a feel for what it has to say. It's called Executive Order Blocking Property of Certain Persons Contribute to the Situation in Ukraine. By the authority vested in me, expressed by the Constitution. Okay, I'll skip that part. Mind you, that part also includes the National Emergency Act, which allows for him to do this kind of thing, and the International Emergency Economic Power Act, keyword international, which allows, or according to the United States Code, for him to make these sorts of declarations, executive orders, whatever you want to call them. Barack Obama, Barry Sotero, President of the United States of America, fined the actions and policies of persons, including persons of asserted governmental authority in the Crimean region without the authorization of the government of Ukraine, democratic processes in Ukraine, threaten its peace, security, stability, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, and contribute to the misappropriation of its assets, constituent and all, and folks, an extraordinary to the national security and foreign policy of the United States, and I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with the threat. I hereby order, goes on to say, all property and interest and property that are in the United States that hereafter come within the United States, or that are hereafter come with within the possessions of control of any United States person, including any foreign branch of the following persons, are blocked and may not be transferred, paid, exported, withdrawn, or otherwise dealt in any person determined by the Secretary of the Treasury in the Constitution, or rather in consultation with the Secretary of State. So listen to that wording. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? There's a couple other caveats that are added to that, but I think the wording of that suggests, let me repeat this last part here. Following persons are blocked and may not be transferred, paid, exported, withdrawn, or otherwise dealt in any person determined by the Secretary of Treasury. The executive order goes on in Section 2 to say that I hereby find that the unrestricted immigrant and non-immigrant entry into the United States of aliens determined to meet one or more of the criteria in subsection 1A of this order would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, and I hereby suspend entry into the United States as immigrants and non-immigrants of such persons. Wow. He's preventing Russians from coming into the United States? At least Russians that he doesn't want to come in. We're going to spend some more time wrapping our head around this one because I think this is very, very interesting, and it's going to play into the situation with Ukraine extremely heavily. Extremely heavily. So I'll tell you more about that, and we'll get your thoughts on that at some point tonight as well. D.C. elites say pro-Israel lobby losing influence linked to the NRA. What? Say that again? Yeah, that's right. The District of Criminals, some of their upper class, the upper echelon, say that the pro-Israel lobby is losing its influence linked, and it's probably linked to the NRA. The Washington Examiner reports the survey provided to Secrets found that of those expressing an opinion, three times as many believe that the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, has more influence than it should. Possible indicator that Washington may be tired of decades of hardline U.S. negotiations and, all on behalf of the criminal state of Israel. The poll conducted by the Zogby Analytics team for the Worldwide Policy Group, AVAS, comes at an interesting time for APAC. It just wrapped up another successful Washington summit. We played some of the clips from that summit for you the other night. But the group's influence has been questioned in the media, especially after it got in a tussle with Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chair of the Democratic Party. A new and unusual survey of Washington political insiders reveals that the once invincible pro-Israel lobby is losing steam, possibly opening the doors for moderate Middle East peace voices to get a chance at influencing American policy. As opposed to the radical Israeli American lobbies, pro-Israel lobbies, that orchestrated, or at least were a major part of orchestrating, the largest false flag terrorist attack in our lifetimes. You remember that traumatic event, I'm sure. 9/11, 2001. Remember those dancing Mossad agents and everybody else? And you remember the white phosphorus gas and the criminal nature of the state of Israel in general and the attack on the USS Liberty? You remember that? Maybe those guys are being toned down a bit? I doubt it.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, so we were talking about the Ukraine. What's really going on in Ukraine? Well, Truth Loader on YouTube says they can break it down in 5 minutes. You want to see if they can do so? What's really going on in the Ukraine? Here's Truth Loader's version in 5 minutes.
Right, so Russia has invaded Ukraine. It's got troops in Crimea who have seized government buildings and an airport. It was a treaty signed in 1997 that allows Russia to have troops protecting its military bases in Crimea, but it does not allow them to encroach on Ukraine's sovereignty. See Section 6.1 of the treaty for that. But it has been bloodless. It's hardly been the incredible act of aggression that US Secretary of State John Kerry called it. It isn't exactly on the same scale as Iraq now, is it? And no, we will not let that one go. But while we totally disagree with Russia's actions and will continue to refer to it as an invasion because that's what it is, let's not let our politicians get too carried away with their rhetoric. So what's happened since the last update that we put out? Sanctions have been imposed on Crimean local representatives and some Russians could well be added to the list, just not President Putin. They'll be subjected to visa bans and asset freezes. That's partly because MPs in Crimea have voted to join the Russian Federation, subject to a referendum on March the 16th. But Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has declared the move as illegitimate, and Barack Obama has said that any decisions about the future of Crimea must involve the Ukrainian government in Kiev. Quite why the will of the people in that region isn't enough isn't entirely clear. Just a thought, but the Scottish are voting on independence from the UK soon. If they say yes, will Barack Obama say it doesn't count unless the rest of the UK votes too? I highly doubt it. The whole thing is coming across as an attempt by both sides to hide the fact that this is just a massive geopolitical fight between two dying superpowers and their allies. The US, Europe, Canada and Australia have been accusing Russia of interfering on a jumped-up pretext. But let's not forget that the West were pretty clearly interfering in the protests as well. Remember Victoria Nuland? She's the Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, the one with the leaked F the EU phone call. In that phone call, she was heard discussing the makeup of the government that would replace Viktor Yanukovych, who was ousted by the protests. The current government pretty much conforms to those outlines, in that it's peppered with super-rich oligarchs and leaders of extreme-right neo-fascist groups. That and people involved in the Orange Revolution. And those neo-Nazis have the backing of Europe and the US, which is interesting. In fact, the Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has been telling Ukraine's government that they must sign an agreement with the EU ASAP. There's a link to an article explaining exactly who all the members of the Ukrainian government are in the video description. Now, one of the first actions of that government was to remove Russian as an official language. They've also arrested the leader of the most persistent pro-Moscow protest movement in eastern Ukraine. Pavel Gubarev was arrested at home in Donetsk this afternoon. All in all, it looks bound to get the majority ethnic Russian population in Crimea well on side. But then there's Russia, and specifically Vladimir Putin, called the pronouncements of the EU and US a primitive distortion of reality, accusing them of cynicism and double standards, which is probably fair, but equally massively hypocritical. Putin's still trying to get us all to believe that the incursion into Crimea is being done on humanitarian grounds, a selfless act by Russia to protect ethnic Russians in the region. And I'm going to call BS on that one too. The fight to see who's got the biggest cojones over Crimea is all about who controls oil and gas. It's hugely important as a route for energy pipelines. That's why George Bush's government provided $65 million for so-called democracy training to opposition leaders in Ukraine. That's why Victoria Nuland confirmed the US has invested over $5 billion in making sure that there is a secure and democratic Ukraine. And in a publication titled NATO's Relations with Russia and Ukraine, Professor Craig Nation referred to the region as being critically situated in the emerging battle to dominate energy transport corridors linking the oil and natural gas reserves of the Caspian Basin. So we know it's important for the West, but what about Russia? Well, there's obviously Gazprom, which is owned by the Russian state and controls one-fifth of the world's natural gas supplies. It also supplies Europe with 30% of its annual gas supply, so it's pretty important for Russia too. So let's not be under any illusion here. This isn't a humanitarian mission. It isn't about safeguarding democracy. It isn't about who controls the territory. It's about who controls what runs through it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's always more to the story than what we're being told. You can almost count on that. In fact, you can count on that without a doubt. Let's see here. Where do I want to go next? You heard about the Is it the Emmys or the Oscars? That was the one that was just on, Mr. Producer, the Emmys. Do you know? I think it might have been the, hold on. Not that it matters. Okay, regardless. There's a movie that won a lot of awards. I guess the lead actor won Best Actor at whatever the award ceremony is for his role in the Dallas Buyers Club movie. Do you know this movie? Well, I've seen the previews, and based on what I've been hearing about it, it's basically about Americans being killed, mass murdered, by AZT. AZT is a reject chemotherapy drug and a DNA destroyer. And who was AZT given to? Well, it was given to so-called HIV victims. HIV victims. You see, HIV does not wreak the havoc that we were led to believe it wreaks. In fact, they were never actually able to isolate this so-called virus, retrovirus, that causes an inevitable death. So they needed the powers that shouldn't be, the eugenicists, the different special interests, they needed something else. And it wasn't enough that these people in these certain communities, namely the gay community at the time, mostly bottoms who had multiple partners and were shooting up drugs, doing poppers and huffing and all that stuff, it wasn't enough that their immune systems were already shot, completely shot. They had to implement a sure-kill poison, and that sure-kill poison was AZT, and is AZT. To this day, people are getting AZT. They might not call it that anymore. Well, I guess this movie tackles that, which I find to be interesting. I haven't watched a Hollywood movie in ages. I might actually watch this one to see if there's something to it. Well, speaking of HIV, I want to get into this, and then we'll maybe take some calls in the bottom part of this hour. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Speaking of HIV, they're trying to use a new vaccine to prevent people from contracting the virus. And I'll tell you about that BS when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
And the scamsters, the HIV fraudsters, killing people to this day in hundreds and thousands. Is an HIV vaccine on the horizon? Hooray! Researchers at the University of Miami may have made a modest breakthrough in the search for an HIV vaccine. Well, as you know, vaccines are bunk to begin with. And a vaccine, that's to go after a virus, a retrovirus that has never been isolated, never been proven to be the cause of AIDS, has never been really researched and doesn't have a test for. That's right. There's no test to find HIV in your system. There are so-called HIV tests that look for antibodies, which may point as an indicator to the possibility of HIV, which is debated by Dr. Peter Duesberg and others. But that aside, there's no definitive say from a test that, yes, you have HIV. No, there's a definitive test that says, yes, you have an elevated level of antibodies. And those antibodies can be elevated when you're sick for a multitude of different reasons. As you know, the HIV issue is one that I've been very involved with, and I have tried to give a real look at to those in the alternative media, because many in the alternative media have been attached to the concept of this virus, this what do they call it? A man-made, laboratory-made bioweapon virus, that whole concept, you know. Well, no, that's not what it's all about, folks. That's not what's really at hand here. HIV was created in a boardroom, not a laboratory. It's propaganda. It's all in your mind. And they've put it there. So now they want to couple that with giving you a vaccine. A vaccine developed at the school has been shown to prevent mice from being infected with HIV. What is that? Mice? Mice. HIV is a human virus, retrovirus, supposedly. And it's supposedly different than the ones monkeys get. SIV? The findings were published in the February edition of the Journal of Virology. Assistant professor of microbiology, Jeffrey Stone, says that the modest study has had some very dramatic results, but that it could take as long as a decade before it's available for widespread human use. Well, what's going to take them so long? They need to get this vaccine to poison people already. They already have that drug, Truvada. Is that the name of it? Geez, I'm drawing blanks on all this stuff, and I'm tired. They already have that one drug that people in certain risk groups, meaning if you're gay, black, have been to Africa and shoot up drugs, if you're in any of those demographics, they want you to take this pill, this pharmaceutical poison, to potentially prevent HIV, which doesn't cause AIDS and has never been isolated. If this isn't making sense to you, call me up and I'll be happy to talk with you about it. 800-313-9443. If you haven't watched the documentary House of Numbers, I highly recommend it. If you haven't watched the documentary film my co-host Steve Starrs made, I highly recommend it. You can find that at AIDSfraudvideo.com. AIDSfraudvideo.com. All right, moving on. And if you want to jump on, feel free to call 800-313-9443. Okay, check out the chat room at bobtuscan.com. We've got a good bunch of people hanging out there. We'd love to you. Again, it's at bobtuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N.com. There's a big box in the center top of the page that says listen live and chat. You can click on that and join people that are like-minded most of the time and sometimes not. But, you know, heck, that's a great thing to have people from different perspectives on. Can't complain about that. 15 Vermont towns vote to start a public bank that works for them, not Wall Street. This is an interesting story and kind of reminds me of the currency we're talking about, the Ithaca Hours currency. Not a different currency, but at least it's a bank that is more local and they're still using Federal Reserve notes. But listen to this story nonetheless. 15 Vermont towns vote to start a public bank that works for them, not Wall Street. By more than a 3-to-1 margin on Tuesday. Communities voting on whether to support the creation of a public bank in Vermont approved the idea, calling for the state legislature to establish such a bank and urging passage of legislation designed to begin its implementation. In a show of direct democracy that also exposed the citizenry. Hey, Mr. Producer, bring your thing down. Mr. Producer, bring your stuff down. I can hear you. Thank you. And hello to the other Mr. Producer, Manny. All of a sudden I heard them. It's like, geez. All right. Not a problem, gentlemen. Back to this story, though. 15 Vermont towns vote to start a public bank that works for them. In a show of direct democracy, I hate how that was worded, but anyways, that also exposed the citizenry's desire for more localized and responsible banking system. 15 of 19 towns passed the resolution during the Town Meeting Day, an annual event in which voters choose local officials, approve municipal budgets, and make their voices heard on a number of measures put before local residents for approval. The specific proposal under consideration, Senate Bill 204, would turn an existing agency, the Vermont Economic Development Authority, into a public bank that would accept deposits and issue loans for in-state projects. Currently, the only state in the U.S. to maintain a public state bank is North Dakota. However, since the financial downturn of 2008, other states have looked into replicating the North Dakota model as a way to buck Wall Street while taking more control of state and local finances. Voicing his support of the measure ahead of Tuesday's vote, rather, Gary Murphy, a resident of South Reigate, one of the towns that subsequently approved the measure here, he explained the thinking behind the plan was to take control back from the powers that shouldn't be. Well, this is an interesting story. I hope other states jump on board. According to Vermont Public Radio, unofficial results on Wednesday's event showed the following towns had approved the resolution: Bakersfield, Craftsbury, Marshfield, Montgomery, Putney, Randolph, Rochester, Turnbridge, Warren, and Waitsfield. The four towns that voted down the measure were Marlborough, Barnett, Greensboro, and Fayston. It's funny how all those towns in Vermont have, you know, you can hear the name and then, oh, that sounds like a town in Vermont. They all have a similar feel to the name. I don't know how to describe it. But interesting. Let's see, what else do I have in my stack of stuff I want to get to here? Missouri teachers object to being shot during an active shooter drill. Did you hear about this? Let's talk about this, or should we talk about a Florida woman who may receive 60 years for firing a warning shot in self-defense? 60 years. Talk about a gross misjustice. You know, this is where jury nullification needs to kick in, folks. Big time. All right, you choose. 800-313-9443. I'm sneaking up to a break. So when we get back, we'll talk about, we'll do them both. The Missouri teacher who objects to being shot during an active shooter drill. You know about those active shooter drills, I'm sure. I'll tell you about that Florida woman who may receive 60 years in prison for firing a warning shot in self-defense.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Can't believe this story. A Florida woman may receive 60 years for firing a warning shot in self-defense. This story is unbelievable. A woman who, acting in self-defense, shot a warning shot in the vicinity of her husband, was convicted of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and sentenced to 20 years in prison in 2012. She's in the process of appealing, however, on the grounds that the judge inexplicably made her bail the burden of proof. What's worse, the prosecution now wants to give her 60 years in prison because her husband had two of his children with him at the time of the warning shot. Here's what it says. In a few months, Marissa Alexander, the Jacksonville, Florida woman who received a 20-year mandatory minimum sentence in 2012 for firing a gun during a fight with her abusive husband, will have a second chance to make her case that she was acting in self-defense. Alexander, who says she fired a warning shot because she was afraid her husband would seriously injure or kill her, won a second trial by arguing on appeal, the circuit judge James Daniel erroneously imposed the burden of proof on her in his jury instructions. But thanks to another decision by the same Court of Appeals, Alexander's prison term, if she is convicted this time around, could be three times as long as the one she originally received. Effectively a life sentence for actions that injured no one. Alexander, who was freed on bail last November after 21 months behind bars, is charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon because her husband was accompanied by two of his children during the confrontation. Under Florida's notoriously harsh sentencing rules for crimes involving guns, each of those counts carries a 20-year term. Daniel made the terms concurrent since all three charges arose from the same act. But last year, the First District Court of Appeal ruled that state law, quote, expressly authorizes consecutive mandatory minimum sentences in such a situation. So a woman, acting in self-defense, fires a weapon purposely avoiding any human targets. No one is killed. No one gets hurt. And the state of Florida is demanding that she spend 60 years in prison for it? Seriously? What is happening? Much like the Tennessee student who was suspended for the innocent actions of his father, this is yet another example of zero tolerance rules punishing innocent people. Don't get me wrong, I have no problem with zero tolerance, I guess, so long as they apply to real crimes, not fake ones. You ought to be disturbed by this kind of story. If you're not, you're not paying attention. I know many of people who get out for real malicious crimes, pedophiles and rapists and mass murderers. Some of these politicians, they haven't even been charged with a real trial. And this lady, protecting herself, or at the very least, going too far, shooting a gun in the air, not hurting anyone, receives a possible 60 years. I hope she doesn't get it. We'll be following this story and let you know what ends up happening. Let me tell you about these Missouri teachers who have objected to being shot during an active shooter drill. This comes from Farmington. This week, after being told that a school was going to have one of these active shooter drills, you know the type. Well, they wanted to require them to wear goggles and be shot with airsoft pellet guns. A school safety drill in Francis, I don't know, they spelled it funny. This county hits a snag after some teachers object to getting shot at with airsoft pellet guns. Four teachers at Farmington High School contacted the prosecuting attorney's office on Tuesday after they were handed goggles during the active shooter exercise. Associate Superintendent Sarah Long says school personnel were not forced to take part in that aspect of the drill. Which means when they actually go in and show you what an actual shooter situation is, you can say, I don't want to be one of the victims. I think that's too scary, says Long. Teachers could sign up to work in department meetings and in other professional development opportunities. We had about 40 members of the staff do those. Nonetheless, isn't this scary? Isn't it scary? This is the world we live in with these active shooter drills, and most of these are as a result of seriously potential false flags. I mean, I'm talking, there's little doubt or a lot less than ever before that many of these events are quite contrived, to say the least. So, they're trying to push these active shooter drills, and some of the teachers didn't like it. I don't blame them. You blame him? I sure as heck don't. Okay, what else do I want to get into before next hour? There's just one crazy story after the other. I can't keep up with this. Have you heard about the Snowden phone? It's a supposedly encrypted phone. Well, supposedly it's encrypted, but there's not really, I think it's called the Black phone also. I played a bit on that the other day on the show a couple weeks ago. Well, they're saying even that phone might not be able to protect your privacy. The American company Freedom Pop unveiled its privacy phone today, also known as the Snowden phone, apparently, which is the latest entry in the secure phone space. As the company describes it, it's a Samsung Galaxy S2 loaded with software that encrypts your connection and protects you from malicious parties that could intercept your data. But many techies, not me, because I'm not really hip with that stuff, are saying, well, maybe it's not so bulletproof. Or should I say, NSA proof. It's scary. We can't get away from Big Brother these days. Everywhere you turn, Big Brother is there. And we volunteer for a lot of this stuff. It's really disconcerting how much of an uphill battle we have in being able to regain control of our rights. I think the only thing to do is to completely get off the grid. And if you're like me, you might not be able to make that leap yet because of a lot of Federal Reserve notes for now or resources. It's scary. It really is. You know, if I had the ability to get started again, I did it with little or no resources. When I was younger, I've told you about my trip to Mexico. Well, now that I have a family, it's amped up a bit more. So, there you go. It's hard to get away. How are you getting away? I'd love to hear about that. Of course, you can always email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. Email again is thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. All right, hour number two coming up in just a second, so don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
With financial